So I said, sure. Never expecting to hear from the man again. I had no clue who he was or what he did. So nobody was more surprised than me, myself, when I got a ticket in the mail to go to North Carolina and do the Irish Appalachian Festival. And that was, I guess, later on in 63. And so I'm here because of Mick Maloney, as many of us are. Thank you, Mick. This is the highlight of my year, coming here to West Virginia. What was that thing I learned in class this morning? West by God, Virginia, or something? I'm going to do a song in Irish. This is a song called Páidín Ó Raphertaí. Páidín Ó Raphertaí, it seems, is less than 3 feet tall. He has bad legs. He is very old, he says. However, he can still tease and entice the women to him, steal them away from other men. And the man who is singing the song says, well, he says he has long yellow legs, breeches with no waist, and a tall hat, and his love ran away with him. He says he will not have a woman from town. He'll not have a city girl anymore because they are snobbish, angry. They hit everything with a stick and are giving out at midnight about this, that, and the other and everything. He will have, however, a woman from the hills. This is a very romantic man. He sweet talks her for sure, telling her she can milk his cows, tie his horse up for him, make the bread and the butter, and she will not run away with Páidín Ó Raphertaí. And that's all he cares about. Cosaki order Páidín Ó Raphertaí, hath a wee order Páidín Ó Raphertaí. Cosaki order Páidín Ó Raphertaí, steal him of Rossel, Páidín Ó Raphertaí, fight it da, fight it daddy o, fight it da, fight it daddy o. I did the Páidín Ó Raphertaí, manam na fedam tois kati loganum. Thomas and Leisha's need to be trade fadenum, fair marshy manger, a melon and mananum. Fight it da, fight it daddy o, fight it da, fight it daddy o. Kalin chi war good Johnny Bayakum, Sabin chi north of Suhak of Farago. Bin Bulagarni, a hot the Sawataka, Maximani, bin Puckle no Fadaka. Fight it da, fight it daddy o, fight it da, fight it daddy o. Kalin Oshni, a good Johnny Bayakum, Sabin chi north of Suhak of Farago. Pottichi war, good joy, I saw themselves, good joy, Johnny, yellow, le, Páidín Ó Raphertaí, fight it till da, fight it till daddy, oh, fight it till da, fight it till daddy, oh. I did the Páidín Ó Raphertaí, manam na fedam tau, is good you lockin'em. Thomas and Leisha's need three trade fadin'em, spech marshin' anger, a melon'em, manin'em, fight it till da, fight it till daddy, oh, fight it till da, fight it till daddy, oh. Shine. Come on, thanks very much. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was in D.C. somewhere. I think it was D.C. And Jim Keegan, who does the Cayley dancing, he teaches Cayley dancing here, he gave me a book of songs. Well, it was a big folder of songs. And it had one in it called I'll Walk Beside You. And I loved it. And I asked a lot of people if they knew the melody to it. And couldn't find anybody who knew the melody. And about a month ago, I picked up a Cherish the Ladies album. And there it was. And it was sung by Luca Bloom and members of Cherish the Ladies. So Donna Long, who is one of the ladies, is going to help me with the song. Come on, Donna. Come on. It's a beautiful love song. We've never done any, I've never done anything like this before, as you may well know.
First time we've ever done this together. Well, there's always a first time.
Yeah.
And possibly a second.
I walk beside you through the world today, while dreams and songs and flowers bless your way. I look into your eyes and hold your hand. I'll walk beside you through the golden land. I'll walk beside you through the world tonight, beneath the starry skies ablaze with light. Within your soul of tender words I'll hide. I'll walk beside you through the eventide. I'll walk beside you through the passing years, through days of cloud and sunshine, joy and tears. And when the great call comes and sunset gleams, I'll walk beside you through the land of dreams. I'll walk beside you through the world today, while dreams and songs and flowers bless your way. I look into your eyes and hold your hand. I'll walk beside you through the golden land.
Did it.
Donna Long.
I was positively angelic.
Well, announcements of the usual kind. Two cars with their lights on. A Toyota pickup, red, Marlin 20K949. You better get out there fast.
And a silver Ford Ranger pickup.
These are two pickups. License BJ0649 Virginia. You better get out there just behind
him or her.
Supposed to kill some
time here, I'm told.
One of the hardest things about going back and forth between America and Ireland is adjusting to the concept of time.
In both countries. And in Ireland, we're very elastic when it comes to time.
And it's not that we don't turn up at work in time. I mean, we didn't get to be the Celtic Tiger by being late for work. But when it comes outside work, very, very different altogether. I was telling Austin Sapp, the stage manager back there, about the time that I was, and she had a look of horror on her face, about the time I was scheduled for a festival in Glencoe, Kill, County Donegal. I was just there a few days ago. And it was supposed to be on at 8:30. And didn't start till 11:45. And I finally ended up going on at 1 a.m. And nobody minded a bit. It was just a very sunny day, uncharacteristically so. And people wanted to be out, and then they wanted to go to the pub. And then they didn't feel like going to the concert till about 11:30. Nobody minded a bit. We adjusted,
and everything was grand. Austin didn't like that story at all when I told her that.
Generally speaking, you know, we're given a lot of latitude for being late, and if you say you'll meet somebody at 8 o'clock and they don't show up till 10 or 11, that's okay, you sort of let it go, because you know you're going to do the same thing, or they'll do the same thing, you know. But it reminds me of the time that an organic farmer came over from America to study Irish organic farming, and it's really catching on these days, you know. Small farming is sort of going out of fashion, but organic farming is increasing. And he went to County Limerick, where I'm from, to study organic farming, and he went to a well-known organic farmer near where I grew up. And he said he wanted to study his methods because he was amazed at the quality of the vegetables and the meat that was coming from the farm. And in particular, he said he wondered how his pork tasted so good, and what was he, how was he feeding his pigs? And the local farmer said, "Let me show you." And he goes out to the pigsty, takes a pig up in his arms, and walks over to the orchard and holds the pig up to an apple tree. And the pig starts to eat the apples. And the farmer from America says, "Well," he says, that's very impressive." But he said, "I just have one question. Isn't that very labor intensive?" And the farmer said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, isn't it very time consuming?" And the farmer says, "Well, what's time to a pig?" I like that story. Back to the Augusta store. That is some exciting new items, that's what it says. And the 20th anniversary Irish Week t-shirt, I don't know if you've seen, they're really lovely, designed by R.P. Hale. And they're spectacular. And he also designed the brand new Ice House souvenir t-shirt. And $5, here they are. How could you resist that? I'm talking about the t-shirt now. There you see it, Exhibit A and B, the Ice House t-shirt and the Irish Week t-shirt. Thank you, Petra. Thank you, Alberto. There'll also be a special 20th anniversary Irish Week double CD set available, highlights over the years from the concerts here. It'll be available in February next year, and you can order the set in advance for $25, including shipping, and you can do that outside during the intermission. Well, it's my great pleasure to be able to introduce here a person who really is a living legend in the world of Irish music, and she was here at the very first year of Irish Week in Augusta 20 years ago. Her music is played everywhere in America. Her music is played everywhere in Ireland, and she's a household name in both countries. And I speak of Liz Carroll from Chicago. She grew up in Chicago and won the All-Ireland Fiddle competition at the age of 17. And very shortly afterwards, started a tour and amazed people, made several CDs over the years. She's going to be accompanied by a cast of characters, Donna Long, you've seen and heard already. And there'll be Zan McLeod. You'll be seeing and hearing a lot of Zan in the course of tonight's and Thursday night's concert, one of the great accompanists in Irish music, originally from North Carolina, and now living in Potomac, Maryland. And Bill McComiskey, and you'll be seeing more of Billy later on this evening, one of the great accordion players in Irish music, currently living also in Baltimore. So please make Liz welcome, and she'll announce the various artists.
That's out of the way. Okay. we're going to start off by playing a card. Did Mick say that this is Donna Long again? She's back. And she'll be back many more times tonight. So popular. We're going to start off with a little slow tune. This is a tune that came from, there was a play in Chicago recently. It was called The Bog of Cats. And in it, there was a character that was called a ghost fancier. And this was the tune for the ghost fancier. And it's just followed by a little jig. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to introduce Zan McLeod now. He's going to come out and play a tune with me on the guitar. Here he comes. Zan and I got to play a few tracks on this record recently that was called Lost in the Loop, and we played a hornpipe, so we thought we'd resurrect that and play it together. And I like to say that the hornpipe is, it's called a drunken sailor, and I kind of like that idea. But it's not that drunken sailor that you hear about that has his belly shaved with a rusty razor. It's not that one. This is a like a 5, maybe 6-part hornpipe, I'm forgetting. And I also like to think that that the tune can be a little bit wobbly as well. I'm gonna have fun with it. And I go into a reel after it that's called the Bag of Spuds. Thank you. We're playing one more set with Zan here before we get a couple of guests out to finish up this half. And the first tune is a little slip jig. And it's followed, I'm going to sound like Pauline Keneally now. First one's a slip jig, the second one's a tune. And it's followed by a reel I should know the name of. And one more. And here we go. Do I win? That might be worse. Play this one for the class. So we'll go one, two, three. Very much. I'd like to invite Billy McComiskey, Mick Maloney, and Donna Long back on stage. And we'll finish off our little set here. Here they come. We thought we'd do this because Mick and Billy and I were the first ones here 20 years ago. So we have to do one together. We hate each other, but we're going to do one together.
Of how Irish Sweet didn't get off to the most auspicious start, you might say, because Billy and myself were down in Knoxville, Tennessee, And we were playing at the World's Fair down there at that time. And we played until Sunday night. We were supposed to come up in my car, but the transmission went. And the trouble was Billy had his car there too, but he had hit a deer on the way down there. And the car was in rough shape. Billy always has the best excuses for arriving late. I should study under him. But anyway, we set off and the car came up here like a wounded duck. And it took hours and hours and hours. And we knew we weren't going to get here in time for the morning session. There was only 45 people signed up for the three of us. So Liz took everybody. Accordion players, banjo players, guitar players. There was even a lap dulcimer player, Mike Casey. There was every class of strummer and banger and hacker there that week, and squeezer. And Liz had custody of the whole lot. And we came in around noontime, and they were all there, and she had taught them a tune. And the only people in the campus who didn't know the tune was myself and McComiskey here. I don't think we've ever recovered from the shock of that. And the tune, strangely enough, was a tune that Liz had learned, and she thought she'd even the playing fields, but nobody knew it at all. It was a tune she'd learned in Chicago earlier that summer from a tape made by Tommy Keane, the piper. And he's here this year, strangely enough. And we didn't have a name for it, or she didn't, and she called it Tommy Keane's. And we still call it Tommy Keane's. So to recreate that first experience of trauma for me and Billy, though not for Liz, we're going to play that tune. And then after that, you can tell them what's after that.
Right, there's a tune that we learned also the first day when the fiddles finally got together, and this was a tune that I had learned from my grandfather. And Billy just said, he said he was up in the Catskills about 3 weeks ago, and for some reason had like a brown piece of paper in the back of his pocket, browned piece of paper in his pocket with notes on it, and it was that tune. Bugger had it in his pocket that whole time and never bothered. And then we'll just finish up together.
Yeah, and this is the way we sort of play that tune, the first one.
That's terrible. Thank you.
Woo!
Thanks so much, everybody.
See you again in 20 minutes.